When someone is a danger to themselves or others but refuses treatment, someone, usually a family member or close friend, can ask a judge to force them to get that treatment. It's meant to be a last resort to prevent those with serious mental illness from doing harm. And in order to expedite the path to treatment, those patients often go through court hearings in the hospital itself. Now, Valleywise Health, Valley's public safety net hospital system, is opening a new Maricopa County Superior Courtroom inside its new Maryvale Hospital in West Phoenix to help alleviate backlogs and shorten wait times in ERs and urgent psychiatric care centers. For more on this, I sat down with Valleywise Health's Senior Vice President for Behavioral Health, Gene Cavallo.
Well, in Arizona, under state law, if somebody who, as a result of their mental disorder, is potentially showing behaviors that might make them dangerous to themselves, to other people, or without treatment, it might actually progress to that point, Arizona law allows that person to undergo an involuntary evaluation to determine if they need treatment for that mental disorder. And so we do the evaluations in our facility. If we didn't have a courtroom within the facility itself, we would have to transport that patient to a courtroom somewhere else, likely in the downtown Phoenix area, which would present not only logistical challenges, but it's certainly not in the best interest of the community to be bringing those people to and from, and family members that need to be involved in the proceedings. It's just a much more difficult process. So being able to have that hearing in the facility really ultimately expedites the treatment.
Give us an example of the kinds of cases that go through commonly the courts like this.
Well, certainly people that are thinking about ending their lives or have tried to. You know, a common example might be someone that actually did overdose on medications in the attempt to end their life, and a family member finds them. They get taken to an emergency room. They're treated medically, but clearly they still want to end their life, but they don't want help. And so the family member can initiate this process to have them evaluated and ultimately treated against their will if indeed the result of the mental illness is what's causing this behavior.
So these can clearly then be very emotional and difficult hearings, it sounds like.
Of course, because many times it is the family member or relative or neighbor who started this process, and clearly they have mixed feelings about it. You know, they want their loved one to get help, but clearly the loved one does not want to be in the hospital, and when they face them in this hearing, it can create some very uncomfortable interactions.
So this new court is the third in the county, right? Two others that are operated within other Valleywise hospitals?
Exactly. We have one in our Mesa facility, and we have one in our Phoenix facility on the Roosevelt main hospital campus of Valleywise Health.
Yeah. So opening a third one, what kind of impact do you hope it'll have? Is there a backlog currently in the courts that exist that do this?
There's been a backlog in having enough beds to do these evaluations.
Right.
And so we have opened up 120 additional beds at the Maryvale Hospital since April. That has significantly reduced the backlog of people that need the evaluation. I was tracking the data, and we've gone from an average of 50 people waiting in January of 19 to just over 20 people waiting on a given day in this January.
What is the impact when there are not enough beds, as has been an issue not just here but across the country for quite some time? Where are those people waiting?
They either wait in one of the three crisis behavioral health facilities that are across the Phoenix area, or they may wait in hospital emergency rooms, or they may wait in medical hospital beds. But one of the big impacts is because under Arizona state law, we have to complete an evaluation within 72 business hours of when they were initially detained to undergo the evaluation. And so if we don't have a bed and that 72 hours is starting to come to an end, those crisis centers really have no choice legally but to allow the person to go back where they live and without an evaluation.
Connect this to some of the broader issues that are involved here for us. I mean, in terms of looking at homelessness on the rise, looking at the issue of mass shootings, like there are lots of things that are hitting the news that touch on the crisis this country is experiencing in being able to treat behavioral health and mental health crises well. How do you hope this impacts those broader issues?
Certainly, having the ability to have a quick evaluation for someone who potentially may be dangerous to the community because of their mental illness is certainly in all of our best interests as residents of Maricopa County, the nation as a whole. Every state has slightly different laws that govern who can be evaluated and ultimately treated against their will for mental health reasons. I think in Arizona, we have a good balance between it not being so easy that anybody who you're just angry with, you can sign a paper and have them brought in for an evaluation, mm-hmm. but not so difficult that people who really are dangerous can't get the help that they need.
How does it improve sort of long-term outcomes for these people if they can kind of get that treatment faster?
I think much more difficult answer, because long-term requires many other organizations to work well together, not just the hospitals that do the initial evaluation, but the public behavioral health system that operates mental health clinics for people that have serious mental illness, ensuring that they are responsive to those individuals and that they don't allow them to slip through the cracks, if you will, and not remain engaged in their treatment.
So then final question that leads me to, what's next? Clearly, this opening of this new center is making a big dent in helping some of these issues, helping alleviate them on the front end, like you say. What else would you like to see happen? What else is on the horizon?
Well, for us on the horizon is I would love to be able to see the day before my career ends, which is still a ways to go. Is that we have enough capacity for people to get help earlier on in their symptoms of mental illness and not have to be court ordered to get that help. And we're doing many things, even at Valleywise, that help that along. We've got a first episode center for young people. Late teens, early 20s is when an illness like schizophrenia first starts to manifest itself. And your average person in the community doesn't really understand what schizophrenia is, what it looks like, and certainly what to do if somebody in their family is experiencing that. And so many individuals wait many months, if not many years, to get fully evaluated and then get treated. And ultimately, the consequences of that are things like homelessness and untreated mental illness and bad outcomes that can happen.
All right. Gene Cavallo is Senior Vice President for Behavioral Health at Valleywise Health. Gene, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.